One of the enduring tensions in Toronto is between the central city built before 1945 and the inner suburbs, Scarborough, Etobicoke, developed later on. Both parts of the city have areas of wealth, poverty, and middle incomes, and both are deeply shaped by immigration. However, the central core was built largely for people to get around on foot and using transit, and the suburban 416 inches was built for cars. This difference has long been visible at the ballot box. Ahead of this month's provincial election, Palace Data surveyed 2,193 eligible Ontario voters on February 11 and 12 on behalf of the Trillium and Toronto Today to find out downtown residents' views of campaign issues compared to their counterparts in the inner boroughs and elsewhere in the province. Palace found support for the NDP, which swept much of Toronto in the 2022 election, is 22% higher in the downtown core than in the suburban 416, where the PC party dominates with 44% support. The PCs have 29% support downtown, per the survey. Support for the Ontario Liberal Party also grows in the suburban 416 compared to downtown, but by a slimmer margin than for the PCs. The Liberals dominated in areas like Scarborough during ex-Premier Dalton McGuinty's reign, but PC leader Doug Ford has been able to make inroads into areas of Toronto where the Tories were historically unpopular. Use the Toronto tab below to see the contrast. The vibes might be better in the burbs. Palace found downtowners are more likely to say the province is headed in the wrong direction compared to those who live in places like Scarborough and Etobicoke. Only 1 in 5 downtowners told the pollster they think Ontario is heading in the right direction. Unsurprisingly, people in the suburban 416 were more likely to say they get around by car than by transit, on bikes, or as pedestrians. This is reflected in opinions about bike lanes. Asked about the Ford government's legislation that allows the government to override municipalities to block the construction of bike lanes that require the removal of a car lane, 60% of downtowners told Palace they disagree or strongly disagree with the move. In the suburban 416, 40% of residents agreed or strongly agreed with the statement about Ford's bill. Local opposition to the Bloor Street West bike lane that runs through Etobicoke appears to have spurred the PC government to take action against bike lanes. Palace found the top issue for both suburbanites and downtowners this election campaign is housing and cost of living. 40% of respondents in the suburban 416 said cost of living is motivating their vote, compared to 30% of those downtown. Tariffs and trade. An issue Ford has been spearheading since U.S. President Donald Trump returned to the White House last month, is a vote-motivating issue for 13% of suburbanites and 9% of downtowners. Both groups prioritized education to the same degree, while downtown respondents were more likely to say government ethics would motivate their vote. People in the core were more likely to say the housing crisis should be tackled by allowing more density and by the provincial government subsidizing the cost of building affordable housing. Both groups similarly said the development charges homebuilders pay to build should be lowered, while suburbanites felt more favor towards the government opening up more land for development. A whopping 69% of respondents in the core said the province should be directly involved in funding new housing construction, something Toronto Mayor Olivia Chow has been pursuing. The majority of suburban 416 respondents agreed. Urbanites and suburbanites were equally likely to report seeing homeless encampments often, and that seeing them makes them upset. The province's homeless population has increased by 25% since 2022, according to the Association of Municipalities of Ontario. A much greater percentage of core dwellers told Palace they see homeless encampments often, and that doesn't make them upset, suggesting downtowners are hardened by the poverty on view on Toronto streets. Adding the groups together, 77% of suburbanites are upset by the fact that people live in encampments, whether they regularly see them or not, as compared with 68% of people in the core. The two groups both support platform doors on the subway by almost equal margins. Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie has made installing them one of her campaign promises. The cost forecast for the public safety measure has been pegged at $1 billion by the TTC. Both groups of Torontonians overwhelmingly oppose the province spending $2.24 billion for its Ontario Place redevelopment project, which includes the controversial Therm Spa. The Palace poll was conducted province-wide from February 11 to 12, 2025 among a sample of 2,193 adults, using automated telephone interviews. The sample was weighted according to the 2021 census. The survey is intended to the margin of error for the poll is plus or minus 2.1%, at the 95% confidence level. Margins of error are higher in each subsample, such as that used for the Toronto-specific issues.